crafted with genuine American parts, powered by Patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream. And now, 100% tariff-free.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Prof.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So the Democratic Socialists of America.
Yeah.
They had a convention here. They came together.
Oh, okay.
And this was in Chicago.
That's a fitting place.
And basically they all gathered together and the theme was, we're in charge now. We're in charge now.
The Democrat Socialists are not in charge. Donald Trump is in charge. The Republican Party
is in charge. They say that we're running this game now. And
what game are they talking about? Because they don't have the Senate, they don't have the House, they don't have the Supreme Court, they don't have the presidency. They don't control more than half of the states.
They're celebrating Zohran Mamdani's so-called surprise win.
So what they're saying is they're in charge of the Democrat Party now.
Right. Well, they're talking about Mamdani and talking to, you know, he's the socialist darling from New York who's made a career out of demonizing Israel and undermining law enforcement.
The dude hasn't done anything. Career?
Well, I mean, he's made a name for himself.
I'll buy that.
Demonizing Israel, undermining law enforcement, pushing economic policies that would bankrupt a lemonade stand. Well, according to the Democratic Socialists of America delegates.
Yes.
His win in New York, if you want to call it a win, wasn't a lucky break, they say. This was an opening shot in a hostile takeover, and you're absolutely right, a hostile takeover of the Democratic Party.
And I don't know how hostile it is. I mean, frankly, the Democrat Party has been trending towards socialism since the 1960s.
Okay, but think about it for just a second. Let's just stop right there. You think the average Democrat in middle America signed up for this? You think that your blue-collar union guy in Pennsylvania or your soccer mom in Michigan, people who just want schools that work and streets that are safe, you think they're looking for leadership from a group that can't even hold a convention?
I think you're making an assumption that union workers, labor union workers, are still Democrats. They mostly voted for Donald Trump.
But certainly they
voted more for Donald Trump than they did for the Democrat Party. And as far as some of your soccer moms, the data says that especially if they happen to be college educated white females, then yeah, they are in favor of socialism
and more than
other groups.
And the reason I say this is a group that can't even hold a convention, because in order to get in to the Democratic Socialists of America convention.
Did you have to show ID?
You did have to show ID.
Because they don't want you to show ID. First of all,
tickets were $225.
What socialist has that?
You couldn't even buy one unless you were a dues-paying Democratic Socialist of America member.
So the tickets were how much?
$225.
I thought the Socialist Party was from each according to their ability, each according to their need.
Maybe they're not taking that very literally.
They're focused more on the from the ability side of it than they are to the need side of it.
And then get this. In order to get into the convention, you had to submit a proof of negative COVID test.
They're still concerned about COVID?
Because, of course, nothing says we're for the people like requiring medical paperwork to enter your little socialist clubhouse.
There are your papers.
And then the location was confidential. And there was no live stream other than to members only. So this wasn't democracy. This was a political speakeasy.
Was this the Fight the Oligarchy tour where only oligarchs were allowed in?
And only elected delegates could give speeches, 2 minutes each, no more. resolutions required a two-thirds majority to pass, which basically means if you didn't get in line, your ideas died on the vine.
But that's what socialism is. Socialism, they talk a good game about being egalitarian and we're for all the people, but it's never that. It's always the rich making the rules, the rich getting powerful. Look at the socialist countries in the world right now. Mao in China. There's still a lot of poverty in China, but Mao's doing pretty good. He's got some very nice suits. Venezuela. That country has become, oh my gosh, basically, if your name's not Nicolas Maduro, you are in abject poverty in Venezuela. But Maduro's great. He's had two planes seized by the United States government. He's got a whole bunch of others that he can play with. He's got money to send drugs around everywhere. The socialist game is the rich and powerful become more rich and powerful, and everyone else becomes destitute, poor, and dependent on the state. That's the Democrat playbook. And so it's so ironic that you have anybody who considers himself to be a socialist who says, fight the oligarchy. You fool. Have you not seen history? Every socialist government simply is an oligarchy. Every single one of them. It's how it ends up. And they're running the party the same way.
Well, you know, when we talk about socialism, we're talking about essentially economic policy, right? I mean, in terms of how...
No, it's not just economic
policy.
Well,
it's about private property rights.
It becomes everything in life, because in order to do the economic policy of socialism, you have to take away the individual.
No, that is certainly true. But this is where it gets beyond the economics of it and gets really disturbing. Now, this was the Democratic Socialist of America first big gathering since October the 7th, when Hamas terrorists butchered Israeli civilians in the streets, women, children, babies.
Right, but Zohran Mamdani, the guy they're fetting, has said you got to globalize the Intifada, which means he is in favor of the violent murder of Jews all over the world.
So the delegates to this convention, do you think they condemn terrorism?
Of course
not. They mourned innocent lives? Of course not. They doubled down on anti-Israel hate.
Right.
They proudly passed a resolution that said their top foreign policy priority was solidarity with the Palestinian cause until Palestine is free.
That's their top policy. How does Palestine becoming free help the United States of America at all? It's assuming they're not actually free. If Palestine were to simply put down their weapons, they would be free tomorrow.
But this is why Zohran Mamdani matters. Not because one socialist in New York can suddenly run America, but because he's proof of a concept. They showed the delegates his win at this convention, at this secret convention, and said, this is how it's done. This is the blueprint. Recruit, mobilize, take over, repeat. And this is the part that should terrify every mainstream Democratic leftist in the country. These people aren't afraid to use the same...
Wait. Every mainstream Democrat leftist is a socialist.
Well, I should have said every mainstream Democrat left in this country.
Okay. So for your Fettermans?
But these people, the warning to the Democrats that are left in this country is these people aren't afraid to use the same hardball tactics they claim to despise. I mean, keep the location secret, control the narrative, control the microphone, control the votes.
No freedom of press.
Silent dissent.
No freedom of speech.
I mean, this is socialism in its purest form.
It really is. It really is. But they forgot part of Zohran Mamdani's platform, which was make sure you're running against a corrupt ex-governor and a disgraced mayor in order to split the vote.
But the question for me is, will mainstream Democrats wake up before it's too late?
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is mobilizing the National Guard to the streets of Washington, D.C. The president held a press conference today announcing a federal crackdown on crime in our nation's capital. He placed the Washington, D.C. police under direct federal control, saying, quote, our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore.
Well, yeah, of course not. I mean, it's restoring the rule of law in the nation's capital.
Our nation's capital was designed on purpose to be intimidating to foreign visitors. That was the plan, is that when you came to Washington from somewhere else, you looked and went, wow, look at this place. And you can't be intimidating to foreign visitors when the place just looks like a third world hellhole. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, another judge has refused to unseal records related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This time, Judge Paul A. Engelmeyer in New York refused to unseal grand jury testimony in the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Maxwell was the longtime girlfriend of Epstein and was convicted of helping him traffic young women and girls for his sex parties on his private island. Attorney General Pam Bondi asked for the testimony to be released from the Maxwell case and the Epstein case in Florida. Now, both judges have refused to unseal the documents. Judge Engelmeyer said the materials do not identify any person other than Epstein and Maxwell as having had sexual contact with a minor. They do not discuss or identify any client of Epstein's or Maxwell's. They do not reveal any heretofore unknown means or methods of Epstein's or Maxwell's crimes.
Okay, so what do you think about that?
That's exactly what Dershowitz was saying. That's exactly what Dershowitz was saying from the get-go. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, a Texas judge, has blocked Beto O'Rourke from funding the runaway Democrats. O'Rourke's political action committee, powered by People, has apparently been paying for airfare and hotel rooms for the 56 Democrats who fled the state of Texas so they wouldn't have to show up for a special session of the legislature. According to state law, Beto's funding of their illegal activities may amount to bribery, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued to block Powered by People from continuing to use money raised for political campaigns in a manner not allowed by law. On social media, O'Rourke complained they want to make examples of those who fight so that others won't. Paxton responded, "You lost in court because you're breaking the law and deceiving Texans. We absolutely will make an example out of lawbreakers."
Yeah, I mean, what is it with Democrats and their aversion to the law?
Actually, Beto said afterwards, "Rules be damned."
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Office of Personnel Management says the Trump administration will cut up to 400,000 in federal workforce jobs. 400,000. I mean,
so I think they've already cut between 125 and 150,000.
That is more than just trimming the fat.
Right.
I mean, that's a full-on liposuction for a very bloated, lethargic, taxpayer-gobbling monster known as the federal bureaucracy.
Well, and there were so many predictions of doom and gloom, and really the only one of those that came true, it wasn't even a prediction, but it kind of did happen, was the housing market in Washington, D.C. kind of collapsed a little bit before starting to come back. But you had, 127,000, somewhere around there, federal employees have already been laid off. The federal government hasn't stopped working. People are still getting their checks.
Right. That's the other part.
We're still making diplomacy overseas. We're still able to process. What were these people doing? 127,000 people. What were they actually doing?
Well, the federal government actually employs over 2 million. 2 million civilian workers.
Yeah, so that doesn't include military personnel.
That's not counting the military. It's not counting Postal Service employees.
Ah, wow.
It's not counting millions more that are on contract. Mm. I mean, the federal government,
it's huge,
is a machine that runs 24/7. And it's not always to serve you.
No.
But to serve itself. And most of those 2 million civilian jobs, they're not firefighters. They're not air traffic controllers. They're not doctors at the VA hospitals. I mean, they are, paper shufflers.
Consultants.
Regulation writers, compliance officers, layers upon layers of administrative redundancy. And I mean, if you want proof, look at how Washington operates.
Well, I think this is a good thing that we've been cutting the size of the federal government, because folks that actually work in government, we include government jobs as part of GDP, but you're actually not creating anything. We shouldn't be including government jobs as part of GDP. You don't add anything of value to the economy. So it is a drain on the economy. So if the leaner our government can be and still be effective and efficient, the better it is for taxpayers. This is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's putting America first. It's
right.
Putting Americans first.
Right. And for all those folks that, lost their job in government, and losing your job is hard.
They'll find work somewhere else.
Right. Go do something that brings value to someone else, and you will be okay.
Especially since we're bringing manufacturing back. It is roaring back in this country again.
We got a question here for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what's the Cringe Crown Award of the Week?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, mama, mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. We apparently have a new thing here on American Ground Radio, which is the American Mamas Cringe Crown Award of the Week. Please tell me what this is about.
Well, this is something that Terry, so we'll send things in our sister group chat that make us cringe. We're like, oh, look at this. This makes me cringe. And Terry.
You like making each other uncomfortable?
Yes, we do. We love it.
All the time.
But Terry always will say, oh, she deserves the cringe crown. And so we decided.
It's like the best one.
It's the best
like
one.
Like the cringiest, where you're literally grabbing your shirt and putting it over your mouth and your nose, close to your mouth.
You're like, trying to hide.
I can't watch this anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, that's how I feel watching The Office. I can't watch.
I don't understand that.
It's got a lot of fun. It's got a lot of funny show, but Michael Scott, just all the time, I'm like, no. Yeah.
Well, this is real people who, like one of the things that Kimberly and Lindsay and I will laugh about are people that post a picture of themselves and go, no filter, guys.
And like, you're like, duh.
Cringe. Like,
By the way, from now on, I'm going to post a picture of myself like every day, tag the two of you and go, no filter.
No filter. Because basically what you're saying is, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at the. I mean, it's just cringy.
I think it would be funnier if I actually had a filter on.
Yeah. Then, well, that's what happens a lot of times, too. Yeah. You can tell. You're like, sister, whatever. You're almost blurry. You've got a filter. I can barely see your nose.
I'll do the cat ears one and say no filter.
Yeah. So, and then a lot of times, I mean, it could just be everyday people. It's just funny, you know, funny stuff. And then sometimes it's celebrities. This time it was a celebrity.
So for the inaugural Cringe Crown Award of the Week, the American Mama's Cringe Crown Award of the Week, it's a celebrity.
Yes. Yeah. And she won't care.
She won't care. Okay. So this is, y'all want to say who it is?
No, go ahead.
All right. So this
is. Yeah, we can say it. It's Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd. Yeah. So she was at the beach in a bathing suit playing in the water. She was talking about how she's now part of the I Don't Care Club.
Yeah.
And also the MSU care. Club. Take a listen.
And I have a jellyfish. It's a non-stinging kind. And I think that the central nervous system is that part. And that may not be right. And I don't care because there's another club that my inner child belongs to, and it's called the MSU Club. I'm also picking my crotch, and I don't care. And the MSU Club is the Make Stuff Up Club, and that's for inner children. And as a postmenopausal woman, I don't care if you don't like the MSU Club for inner children.
Okay, so what people don't see, though, is she's in the water. She's at the beach. She's in the water. She's picking her bathing suit out of her crotch.
Multiple times.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, if you get chafed down there, you just, you know, I can use cornstarch, and she touches down there. She's trying to act. She feels like that's relatable. Like, look at her. She's like us. No. No one does that in their right mind. But like I said, she doesn't care. She's in the I Don't Care Club, so she does not care. But it was very cringy. I was watching it thinking, oh no.
And there's been multiple things that she's done. Like, she had a birthday party,
It
was an inner child birthday party where she's dancing just crazy with all these people, and everybody's just doing this awkward dancing with her.
Yeah.
And you're watching it, and you're like, what's going on, Ashley?
Something's definitely going on. Right. And, you know, with her mom recently committing, you know, killing herself, she and Winona had this just joint, I guess, interview.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about it. You could see that something was off with Ashley. I kind of feel badly for her. Something's off. But they're not speaking. She and Winona are not speaking right now. Like, there's just a very, you know, one is very, very, very far on the left. And yeah. I don't know what Winona is, but she's not left.
She's
left.
Not far left.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd was the Democrat nominee for Senate, for the senator for the state of Tennessee several years ago.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. She used to be very smart, very highly intelligent.
Well, she still is.
She's
intelligent.
Mensa. She's very intelligent.
Yeah, but I look at that video and I'm something's like, this off. Is somebody who wanted to be a senator.
Yeah.
And they're telling us about, you know, pulling their bathing suit out of their crotch. That's not necessarily, other than Fetterman, that's not necessarily senator behavior.
Well, you know when they say that when you have a trauma as a child that you kind of like stay at that age?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Mm. It seems like she is like experiencing whatever she experienced as a child, which is, I'm sure, was horrific. She's like back at that age. She's like that little girl again.
Until you evolve from that trauma age, you can't go. But she's had therapy her entire life.
Right.
And she was blaming, you know, in this interview, she was blaming a lot of stuff on her mom and sister. She felt, and she was left behind, you know, during those pivotal years. And then she became an actress in that sister's show, you know.
Yeah.
And, but when you act like that, it's kind of like Jennifer Lawrence when she's like, oh my God, look at me. I just tripped on my dress going up the stairs, the Oscars. Oh my God. You know, just, they try to be
so relatable.
Yeah. She tries to be so relatable that it almost looks like a skit.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to,
that's the cringe part. She's trying to appear like she's so real. Be real.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGrabRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We will be right back. Stick around.
Choosy moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. When you're hungry for the truth, you're just not you. Think clearly again by grabbing American Ground Radio and get back to being yourself.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, whether you're listening to the Governor Gavin Newsom or you're listening to the New York Democratic nominee for mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani. You know, you have to ask yourself, do we still believe in earning what we have? Because the left, the left has built an entire empire on the idea that you don't have to earn anything. Housing? Just give it away. Healthcare, just give it away. College, just give it away.
I think
food, phones, guaranteed income.
I think it's more corrosive than that. I think the left has built an entire ideology based on the idea that anybody who does have something couldn't have possibly earned that, and everybody who doesn't have something has been cheated out of life. And I think that is such a corrosive ideology, so destructive to the human spirit, to say that anybody who doesn't have anything has been cheated, and anybody who does have something obviously was a cheater. It's like it's the same mindset when it comes to DEI and to critical race theory. The idea that everybody who's black must be oppressed and everybody who's white must be an oppressor. That's the mindset of the left.
But here's the thing. America wasn't built on the idea of equal stuff. It was built on the idea of equal opportunity.
There we go.
You work, you hustle,
right.
You take risk, you earn. I mean, that's why the immigrant who came to this country so many years ago.
Was willing to come to this country so many years ago.
Started with nothing.
Right.
Might have started a business, made a life for their family.
Started a farm. Something.
And the left doesn't like that model because it doesn't give them control.
But see, that's... Control is an illusion in the end.
I mean, if you earn your own way,
yes,
you don't need them.
That's right. You don't need government to be your daddy. They want government to be your daddy.
So they push the opposite.
That's exactly right. But in the end, it mostly is about hard work. Thomas Jefferson, I find the harder I work, the luckier I become. Now, hard work alone doesn't guarantee success. Sometimes other things happen. But you're not going to be successful if you don't put in hard work.
But see, they sell this fantasy of life with no struggle, with no risk, with no sacrifice. They say housing is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. College is a human right. But here's the thing, folks. When everything becomes a right, right?
Then you have to take that from someone else.
But nothing is earned. If you have a right to everything, you don't have to earn anything.
You have a right to oxygen because you don't have to. Nobody has to do anything for you to have oxygen. It's just there. For housing, someone's got to do something for you to have a house. So if you want a house, you need to do something.
And it's not just about dollars. This is about culture.
Yes.
It's about culture.
So. Let's get to a digging deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal
There is a massive truth in the world that I think most of us either don't know or just kind of put to the back of our mind and don't even pay attention to.
Okay, how's this?
Around the world, millions of Christians are persecuted every single day because they're Christians.
Absolutely.
Every single day. The press has been focused on the fight with Gaza with an obvious bias for Palestinians, in spite of the fact that the Muslim Palestinians started the war against the Jewish Israelis on October 7th, 2023. They're focused on that. But the killing there, the conflict there is not on the same scale as the persecution of Christians worldwide. It's just not. According to opendoors.org, 380 million Christians face persecution every single day. That's more than the population of the United States of America.
No, this is a crisis of epic proportion.
1 in 7 Christians are persecuted worldwide. 1 in 5 Christians in Africa are persecuted every day. 2 in 5 Christians in Asia are persecuted. Christians are openly persecuted. Get this. This is the stat that's just frightening. Christians are openly persecuted in 4 of the world's 5 largest countries. And that's what I want to go through. Those 4 of the 5 worlds. Let's start with India, largest country by population. Christians in India are often attacked by violent mobs, forced to leave their homes all across India. From ChristianToday.com, the Religious Liberty Commission of the Evangelical Fellowship of India has brought to light 334 confirmed incidents of violence, harassment, and discrimination against Christians in India during the first 7 months of 2025. Its new report is based on verified data from victim testimonies, media reports, police record, and field investigations. In many parts of India, it is against the law to try and convert someone to Christianity. So that basically means talking about your faith can get you thrown in jail for life in India. It makes Christianity essentially illegal because one of the fundamental tenets of Christianity is that we are supposed to share the good news all over the world.
So these folks are dying for the crime, so-called crime, of choosing faith over conformity?
Yes, silence, over denying truth. And not necessarily just dying, but sometimes they're just thrown in jail for the rest of their lives. Let's go to the second largest country, China. The Chinese Communist Party has rewritten parts of the only Bible that's allowed to be used by churches in China to promote communism. They've also rewritten the hymns so that the hymns promote communism. And if you're caught using an unauthorized hymn book or an unauthorized Bible, you disappear.
There are 20 million Christians in China.
And yet they're not actually allowed to practice Christianity because China has changed the Bible, which is the word of God, to promote Chinese communism, not Christianity.
So it's not the Bible, obviously.
It's not the Bible. All right. Fourth largest country, Indonesia. It's a Muslim nation. You have to get permission from non-Christians to build a church anywhere in Indonesia. You have to get 60 Christians to sign a petition and 90 non-Christians to sign a petition to build a church anywhere in Indonesia.
So you need 1.5 times more people who are not of the Christian faith to approve you building a church so you can practice your faith.
In Indonesia. How about the fifth largest country, Pakistan? Pakistan has blasphemy laws. They essentially outlaw Christianity, and Christians are thrown in prison because their faith violates the blasphemy laws. Now, these four nations together, India, China, Indonesia, Pakistan, they represent about 40% of the global population. 4 out of every 10 people on earth live in India, China, Indonesia, or Pakistan. Essentially, it's illegal to be a Christian in about 40% of where people live on earth.
And yet you don't hear these numbers on the mainstream media whatsoever. No. I mean, the suffering, and part of that is because the suffering of Christians doesn't fit the ideological narratives of the global elites.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to see it on cable news. You're not going to see it on the front page of the New York Times.
The leftist elite thinks that Christianity is the worst religion that's ever existed. Now, what's the other large nation? What's the other, I mentioned
Africa.
Four of the five nations. The other one, the other largest nation is the United States of America.
Oh, the United States.
We are the third largest nation in the world. Now, this is why religious liberty here is so important. We are the largest nation on earth where it's not illegal, basically, to be a Christian. If we lose that here, where else could you possibly find it? The USA was founded on Christian ideas and built with the Judeo-Christian work ethic and civic values. But it must be fought for. It must be defended for the next generation. We have to do that here, or it could disappear altogether, and the world really would be left in spiritual darkness. Remember, only 37% of the members of the Democratic Party consider themselves to be Christians. Look what happens in other parts of the world that are not Christians. Christians become outlawed. We've got to defend it here. We'll be back.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Muriel Bowser. Yes.
She is terribly upset over Trump's plan to combat crime in Washington, D.C.
Right. She doesn't want to lose power. She doesn't want the president taking her power, her authority.
She says that it is unsettling and unprecedented.
Well, the crime in D.C. is unsettling. And in the fact that you've got children, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds hijacking cars, that's unprecedented.
That's what she should be unsettled about. But she's not. And I mean, look at the facts. D.C. saw a 38% increase in violent crime last year. Homicides reached a two-decade high. Carjackings more than doubled.
Last year?
Yes.
That's a time when most of the country was starting to see crime coming
down. And this is in broad daylight. I mean, in the heart of our nation's capital, people are being pistol whipped for their wallets. Young women are dragged out of their cars at intersections. In some neighborhoods, you've got shots ringing out. The bottom line is that she ought to be unsettled. She ought to be upset. She should be outraged that this is going on in her own community. But to do so, to recognize that, would have to also require her to recognize her own failings. So instead, let's just make Donald Trump, you know, the problem.
So this is Donald Trump's backed them into a weird corner, because now the Democrat Party has to defend lawlessness. They have to say, you know what? No, we don't want the National Guard to come in and protect the people of Washington, D.C. We want them to continue to be crime victims. How dare you be so mean to criminals?
I mean, Donald Trump, again, is the adult in the room. He's got a plan, and it's not complicated.
He did it in L.A., by the way.
I mean, it's exactly what works when crime gets out of control. And he's being tough on crime.
Right.
Something that Muriel Bowser and her lackeys in Washington, D.C. city government they're unwilling to do and have been unwilling to do.
And what's more is their policies make crime worse. The D.A. in Washington, D.C. said, we can't indict and prosecute our way out of this. Well, yeah, you can. That's what indicting and prosecuting people's for.
Yeah, that's kind of how the system is set up. So that's why it was set up.
So now, by nationalizing the police force in Washington, D.C., basically any crime you commit in Washington, D.C. will be a federal crime, and Judge Jeanine Pirro will be the one prosecuting you for it. Let's get to a bright spot. He did it again. Did you see this over the weekend?
What are you talking about?
President Trump.
Oh.
Over the weekend, he brokered another peace deal. This is the seventh peace deal in 7 months in office. This time, he brokered a deal between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Both those countries used to be part of the Soviet Union. They're in Central Asia. They were part of the Soviet Union before the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991, but they have been at war with each other several times in the past 30 years over territorial disputes. Part of the problem is there's a section of Azerbaijan that is separate from the rest of the country, and you kind of have to travel through Armenia to get to that part of Azerbaijan. Now, the two countries agreed to solve this problem this weekend with the peace agreement with Donald Trump that he brokered, and they're going to build a highway that connects the two different parts of Azerbaijan across Armenia. And they are calling this highway the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity.
But see, this is why the Nobel Committee can't ignore him any longer. I mean, normally you'd say, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee is too politically biased to give Trump the time of day. And that's true. They gave Obama the prize for the promise of peace, not the delivery of it.
And they didn't give Donald Trump the Peace Prize when he got the Abraham Accords passed.
But here's the rub. In 2025, the world has been on fire in so many places. Ukraine, Gaza, the South China Sea.
You've got
what you just described in Azerbaijan.
You've got Cambodia and Thailand. You've got Pakistan and India. He has stopped wars on, three different continents?
Are you ready to acknowledge that they will award him, that it is more likely than not?
I think now that you've come up with another one, again, like it's one a month, look, he should have gotten it just for the peace agreement between Pakistan and India.
Thank you. The two largest.
He should have gotten this peace. He should have gotten it for the Abraham Accords. He should be the first two-time Peace Prize winner. But the point here is the Nobel Peace Prize loses all credibility if Donald Trump doesn't win the award this year. Because go back through history. There's not a single person that I can find anywhere in human history that has stopped seven wars single-handedly.
And here's the thing.
Much less seven in 7 months.
See, the left won't be able. See, this is going to be ridiculous for the left because they can't tear down the Nobel Peace Prize Committee.
Right.
Because of all the Democrats it has awarded.
They gave it to Barack Obama. They gave it to Al Gore.
So see, this medal, if it is awarded to President Trump.
And it should be.
It would validate every foreign policy instinct that Trump has had that the so-called experts have mocked. It would obliterate the narrative that he's some reckless cowboy on the world stage.
President Trump said a lot of this is about business. He said there are investors who want to do business in Central Asia. They're very anxious to go into these two countries, and they're going to spend a lot of money, which will economically benefit all three of our nations. This is incredibly positive for the future of the entire region, and it's a very important region, as you know.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
He's using economics to create world peace. Go fig. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Remember back in the 80s, the Coca-Cola Company, they came up with New Coke.
Oh, God. The biggest marketing disaster in world history.
But they had researched it. Oh, yeah. They thought they had this all figured out.
They were going to beat Pepsi, who they were already beating, by making their Coke taste more like Pepsi. And they ended up making it taste like awful.
And it was an utter failure.
Completely. My mother, we had a storage closet underneath our stairs. She filled that with old Coke so that she could weather the storm of New Coke. We were afraid we would never be able to buy New Coke again.
See, I think Kamala Harris is New Coke because, no, I'm serious.
Okay.
Because the Democrat Party has obviously studied the demographics, and this should have been the right candidate.
A black woman, yes.
Exactly.
Lawyer, California, vice president, should have been a shoo-in.
But she keeps coming up like nearly in last place in all of this polling. So even in her home state,
she's not in last place, and she's like the first or second highest Democrat across the country.
Well, in California, she's coming in behind Pete Buttigieg
in California
and Gavin Newsom.
Well, that's weird because in Democrat polling on Pete Buttigieg, they couldn't find a single black person who wanted to vote for Pete Buttigieg.
I'm just saying.
How do you lead the Democrat Party if you can't even get black folks to vote for you in the Democrat Party?
I'm just saying that sometimes you can do all the research, you can study all you want, but sometimes a candidate, you just got to say.
Whoa. Oh, wow!
When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Gary Tynes had just taken his dog outside when another dog showed up. It was a pit bull dragging its leash behind him. The dog would bark at Gary, start to run away, stop, look back at him, bark at him some more, run away some more. Gary felt a strong idea in his head telling him the dog wanted him to follow. So Gary did, and followed the dog down an alley to a homeless camp with a couple of tents. There he saw an unconscious man who wouldn't wake up.
Oh, my.
So Gary called 911, and the paramedics also found an unresponsive woman in one of the tents in the camp. Both were taken to the hospital and are recovering. While they are in the hospital, Gary is taking care of the dog that saved their life so the dog wouldn't end up in a pound. Gary later said, "It only reaffirms to me that God is real and he speaks to you if you choose to listen, and I'm so glad that I did."
It's only in those quiet moments.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.